Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Vanessa from Bothell is. Vanessa, are you there?
I am.
Vanessa, were you by any chance listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to get the cheat sheet?
No, I missed it.
That's okay.
We'll let it slide this one
time. Just like the Mariners, we are people of integrity.
I guess so, Steve.
I'm not sure if they are.
All right, you go ahead and get out of here. If you are playing along at home, Vanessa has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What is the 9th month of the year?
September.
Correct. How many Great Lakes are there?
5.
Yes. What Seattle band brought suit in 1994 claiming Ticketmaster was an illegal monopoly?
Pearl Jam.
Correct. Which continent has the highest concentration of highly venomous creatures?
Australia.
Yes. In what decade was the badge of military merit reestablished to the Purple Heart?
50, 60, 70.
No. Which male vocal range is between tenor and bass?
Baritone.
Yes. How many different actors have portrayed James Bond in the official film series?
12, 13, 15.
No. Where on a horse's body will you find its frog?
Feet?
What was that?
The feet?
Yes. How do you say goodbye in Spanish?
Adios.
Yes. In what year was the kingdom imploded?
2003.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No. With time on the clock, though, Vanessa, you got 7 correct.
Woo-hoo, Vanessa.
I have a very good feeling about this.
Me too.
Steve, Vanessa has a very good feeling about this.
So do I.
Yes.
Welcome back. Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
All right, guys. Goodbyes only. Don't forget it.
Good feelings.
What is the 9th month of the year?
September.
Yes. How many Great Lakes are there?
5.
Correct. What Seattle band brought suit in 94 claiming Ticketmaster was an illegal monopoly?
Oh, Pearl Jam.
That's the one. Which continent has the highest concentration of highly venomous creatures?
Let's go Africa.
No.
Asia.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Damn it.
In what decade was the badge of military merit reestablished to the Purple Heart?
What decade? The 60s?
No.
50s?
No.
40s?
No.
Damn.
Which male vocal range is between tenor and bass?
Alto?
No.
Soprano?
No.
Bossa Nova?
No. How many different actors have played James Bond in the official film series?
7?
Yes. Where on a horse's body will you find its frog?
Underneath.
No.
Leg?
No.
Butt?
No. How do you say goodbye in Spanish?
Adios.
Yes. In what year was the kingdom imploded?
What year? Oh, my goodness. What year was that? 1999?
No.
1998?
No.
2000?
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, you got 6 correct, and that is a loss.
Oh!
7-6.
You were
Vanessa.
Right.
Woo!
This is her year.
Great win.
That was a great win. She did know that the continent with the highest concentration of highly venomous creatures is Australia.
Oh, I was going to go South America next. I was so far off.
Neither of you knew that the Badge of Military Merit was reestablished to the Purple Heart in 1930s. She did know that the male vocal range between tenor and bass is baritone.
Baritone.
She also knew that you can find the frog on a horse's hoof or their foot. And that is how Vanessa beat you.
Well, technically that is underneath.
Is that what you meant?
No.
The Daily Mix Show.
Earlier this morning, we asked for you to vote. We needed your help to decide if we should rebrand our station for one day to Cal ISW starting tomorrow morning. The votes are in, and we are going to check in with Ryan Castle, who thinks this is a very stupid idea, after Blind Melon.
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
In case you missed it, earlier this morning, we got an awesome voice message that sounded like this.
The other morning, Migs, you were joking about renaming the station Cal ISW for Cal Raleigh, and I think you guys should do it. The Mariners are hot. Have some fun and change it to Cal ISW. I'm sure you can make it happen. I mean, I've heard other radio stations do that. You know, like if something cool happens, like Prince Harry, a station like Harry 92.3, or Dale Earnhardt does something cool, and it's Dale 100.4. Cal ISW. Change the station tomorrow. Let's go Mariners.
I just love that Dale Earnhardt and Harry, Prince Harry, are his examples.
Great examples.
Yeah, fantastic examples.
And you know Ryan Castle typically loves subscribing to a dumb idea, but you have not been very supportive of
Can
this.
Can we also
so far.
Point out that he said 100.4 and everything is an odd number, so there is no anyway.
Well, look at you being Mr. Radio Nerd.
So we put it to a vote, and people have been texting in to 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, and I'm sure that they are fully supportive of this.
Well, I don't know that to be a fact, but let's check in with Steve Miggs. Steve Miggs.
I've been tallying it, and with 92% of the vote,
no.
I like big boys, and I cannot lie.
That's right. Shockingly, the Rockaholics love a stupid idea, and they want Cal ISW, Ryan.
So I am going to reiterate my previous objection.
Okay.
Which is, I love this idea because it's dumb. However, in honor of Cal Raleigh, we shouldn't half-ass it. We should whole-ass it, and I don't think you can do it in a day.
And you, one of the things you said, well, you can't make production happen in one day. And Taryn, I believe we have our production director on the phone.
Yes, Taz, are you there?
I am here.
Taz!
Have you heard what we've been talking about? And would you be yeah. able to whip up a Cal ISW production piece to replace the KSW stuff for tomorrow?
It's not one piece, dude.
All the pieces.
Well, let me see. Castle, will it upset you? Will it make you angry?
I mean, just so long as you get everything else done. I mean, there it's a big ask. It's a big ask.
Yeah, I'll get it done. No sweat.
Oh! How about that, Castle?
So, just for the record, and Taz, I'm going to put you on the spot here. He's never gotten anything done on time, so good luck.
Taz, can you get it done by 6 a.m.?
Right. You should have told Taz about this 2 days ago if you wanted on Thursday.
He'll burn the midnight oil. He'll work all night. I believe in you, Taz.
Taz, I have faith in you.
Yeah, even though I have 16 stations to produce.
Right.
Yeah, but which one's your favorite?
Oh, definitely the wolf.
Besides the wolf, which one's your favorite?
Wrong answer, Cal ISW.
Taz, big end fan, all of a sudden.
No sweat, man. I got you.
Oh, we love you, Taz. Thank you, man. Get to work.
All right, bye.
And Castle, we also need some digital components,
yeah,
some social media,
if
you said.
If you're going to do it, don't half-ass it.
A logo for the station.
Yep, totally.
So it's like a little baseball.
I see our friend Kanan,
right?
Is in here. So yes. I assume that's where you're heading next.
Kanan, you are a creative genius here at the radio station. Do you think you could whip up a Cal logo and get all the essential web stuff done by tomorrow morning?
I think so. It's
come to my attention that I'm not giving any of these people enough work to do.
Because everybody's like, oh yeah, sure, no sweat. I think we only had 6 hours to do Hullabaloo, so I think
We're giving you almost 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like 22 hours.
Yeah, you're so generous with your time.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Kanaan. It's all coming together. Thank you, Kanaan. Without you, this would be impossible. Yep.
So tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., so long as Taz gets the production piece done, we will be rebranded as Cal ISW.
What about the men's room?
We'll talk to those guys. They're still sleeping.
I know.
They'll do it just to piss you off.
That's true. That's true. When's tomorrow? Thursday. So big dummy with the...
Big.
Yeah, that kind of works, doesn't it?
Dumpy.
I mean, you just had to pee and you're good to go.
Write that down, Taz.
The Daily Mix Show.
Jackson Dart is now the starting quarterback for the New York Giants in Week 4, replacing Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson, who was booed by Giants fans after the last loss. So many, of course, are voicing opinions on this, so we must go straight to the comments at 8:20.
It was tremendous.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Take a seat, Russell Wilson. The rookie quarterback Jackson Dart will be starting for the New York Giants in Week 4.
Mr. Unlimited.
I think we kind of saw this coming, especially after the fans were booing and chanting for Jackson Dart during their big loss to the Chiefs.
It was tremendous.
And then after that game, Russ was asked about those boos.
What's kind of your head when you're hearing the crowd chant you want Dart and just getting booed?
Yeah, I think there's highs and lows. There's always, you know, tough moments. There's, you know, you got to have thick skin. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to.
Now, mind you, also, this is right after the game. So he doesn't know he's not going to start next week. So it's even more kind of trippy listening to it now.
You know who you are, know the player that you are, know what you're capable of. You know, been able to show that throughout my career and obviously, you know, last week and everything else too. What we're capable of as an offense.
How confident are you that you can kind of get back to what you guys showed a little bit last week and establish that as the consistent thing that you do every
time? I'm confident in us. I'm confident in myself, confident in the guys we have.
And that guy being Jackson Dart.
I mean, and they're going into this Week 4, 0-3. Many people are voicing opinions on this, so let's go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of these comments, and we figured who better to read them. And in a little context, one of the comments references Seinfeld.
Oh.
So, and who better to read it than?
Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, we don't have a Jerry Seinfeld.
Larry David?
Nope.
Kramer?
Nope. Ooh. Come on, there's more cast members to Seinfeld.
Elaine?
You got it. Great cast. I knew you would get to it. So we have Elaine, Julia Louise Dreyfus, robot version of her, reading the comments about Russell Wilson being benched as the New York Giants quarterback. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Russell Wilson wondering why Jackson Dart is starting at QB for the Giants over him.
And so what they did is they posted a video pretending to be Russell Wilson, and it's a scene from Seinfeld, and it's like, oh man, very appropriate.
Who's he?
He's somebody.
What about me?
You're nobody.
Why him? Why not me?
He's good. You're not.
I'm better than him.
You're worse. Much, much worse.
Savage.
The truth hurts, you know?
Here's our next comment.
Poor Russ. I heard after the news, he sadly went home, and while tears came out of his eyes and landed on the floor of his multi-million dollar home, he then made love to his super hot wife, Ciara.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine.
See y'all in the morning.
Oh, I hate it so much.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Go Hawks.
Oh, there she is, that super hot wife of his. You don't like any of that?
It's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Go Hawks. Ace Adam.
This is the worst thing for this kid. The front office is sacrificing him on the altar of angry fans.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go well. I mean, I get why the fans want to see him out there. I mean, he's a guy, a high draft pick. Maybe wait till the next week when they're taking on the Saints.
Sure, but he can't be any worse, you know? Or can he?
I don't know. It could be a lot worse. We could be seeing Russell Wilson back. I mean, they also have Winston as well. I mean, but what do you want to put money on? Maybe Russell Wilson will be playing quarterback again for this team before the season's over? Or you think they're just going to be 100% committed to Jackson Dart?
Dollar bet?
Sure.
All right, I'll bet you a dollar.
Sweet.
Moments like this make me wish I grew up in a Jets family.
Okay. Ouch.
Someone who grew up in New York, I totally vibe with that because, you know, certain, I know some friends are like, they're a fan of a team because that's the only choice they were given.
Mm-hmm.
So Russ Cook in the Canadian Football League.
Oh, man. Do you think Russ would head over to the CFL? He wants to end his probably career on a high note.
I would think so.
He should just end his career. I mean, they shouldn't go to any other. He should just do all of his sponsorships.
It's kind of crazy when you think about, like, the high of highs to the low of lows. I mean, because when he was in Seattle, somebody texted and said, Russell Wilson's always been a mediocre quarterback at best. He's a great athlete, had the ability to scramble and extend plays, but never a great quarterback. But you got to think about, for several years, he was a Pro Bowler. He was all pro. He was a great, brought the Seattle's help. I know the defense was the big part, but he also had some clutch plays and was very important when it came to us winning a Super Bowl. And a lot of people were like, this is a Hall of Fame career.
Oh, yeah.
But once he left Seattle, not a Hall of Fame career.
Not at all.
And I don't know if he's even, I not that I have a vote, but if I had a vote, I don't think I would vote him into the Hall of Fame.
No.
I mean, you think about Denver was terrible, Pittsburgh was bad, and New York is the worst. Wow.
Ace Adam.
I like that you're just laughing at his misery.
I know, I'm so bad. I feel terrible, kind of.
All right, here's another comment.
This kid's career is ruined before it even started. Why not wait one more week until they play the Saints? Oh, yeah, that would make sense. And this team is f***ing stupid.
Yeah, I think you would wait until, I mean, the Chargers are going to eat this kid alive, you would think.
Probably.
Spoiler alert. Jackson Dart is going to suck, too.
Give him a chance, man.
I hope they do.
I mean, I'm kind of pulling for him, I'll be honest.
Maybe one day they will realize that they can start Jesus as the quarterback back and he couldn't save the mess that the general manager and ownership has made. Plus, their coach sucks. Hashtag justice for Danger Russ.
Danger Russ. It was tremendous.
The Daily Mix Show.
KISW is going to be participating in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk in Seattle once again this year. And it's happening on Saturday, October 11th, down at Pier 62. You can join us, make a donation, get all the info at KISW.com.
See y'all in the morning.
We know that lots of you are just waking up and starting your morning, and we want to help out with some information. There's a lot happening in the world of pop culture, so we're going to tell you what's trending. After eight rocky innings, see what I did there? Yeah, the Seattle Mariners.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. It was infuriating because the Rockies are red rotten.
So bad, like quite literally the worst. But the Mariners ended up earning their sixth playoff appearance with a 4-3 victory over Colorado at T-Mobile Park last night. They were down 3-1 in the eighth. Bases were loaded, two outs, and then Josh Naylor did this.
To the gap, left center field, and touches down, Mitch hit, Riley scores, JP's waving at home, Julio to the plate, Josh Naylor! What a knock, what a moment, the Mariners have cashed it in the eighth inning!
Dude, last night, my wife's asleep on the couch. Both of our pups are asleep on the couch. Our daughter's upstairs sleeping, and I'm doing everything in my power not to scream and curse. Yeah. And I'll do so. How about this? So our pastor messages me and is just like, you know, great game. Let's go. Someone I might post on my social media. And I didn't even think about pastor. And I'm like, so I wrote LFG, hell yeah. And I was like, wait, it's maybe not the right terms to be using. Pastor, I was like, let's effing go. Hell yeah.
He's like, Steve, what does the F stand for?
Faith.
Yeah, I had faith in the Mariners. I was just so fired up, and I could not sleep. I was watching all the post-game coverage as well. Oh. And I think one of my favorite moments about the game was manager Dan Wilson came onto the team, last year?
Yes.
This is his first season as a manager for the team, at full season. And there were some moments where I myself included, were like, I don't know, maybe this is too good of a team. We can't blow this opportunity to have a good run. And then they turn it all around. And, man, he's just been a lot of fun to watch as the team's manager. It's weird seeing him with the mustache, though.
Oh, totally.
But after the game, I did love his little speech that he gave to the team in the locker room as, like, all the corks are popping, all the champagne is flying.
I'm going to keep this short tonight because we got more celebrating to do in a few days. But listen, outstanding job. Everybody in this room, a tremendous amount of gratitude for all the hard work that's gone into this thing. All season long, you guys have worked your tails off. Everybody in here. We talked about it in spring training. It's a journey up the mountain. We're now one of those teams that earns the privilege to finish the course all the way to the top, boys. And it starts tomorrow. Let's get it!
That was so great.
Who provides the goggles? I feel like that's great branding.
That bothers me.
Oh, you don't like the goggles?
I hate the goggles.
They do it with everything, too. The Sounders do it as well. And I'm like, why is this a thing?
I guess I'm just the old-fashioned guy. But, you know, back in my day, when teams won championships and sprayed each other in the face with alcohol, you were a bunch of wusses and needed goggles to keep it from burning your eyes. And hockey, they still don't. Maybe they do now because times have changed, but there was for a while hockey players still squirted each other in the face.
If we had a cool championship team, maybe we would know.
Well, one day maybe we will.
Well, after last night's game, our boy Cal Big Dumper was reflecting on the season.
Oh yeah, here he is talking about it.
Have you been able to sort of on a night like this take it all in?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm going to enjoy tonight to the most of my ability. You know, we still got work to do, but
I like how he says I'm going to enjoy my night to the most of my ability as he's double fisting beer. He had two cans of beer in his hand. I'm going to do the best I can to keep things together.
Was it at least the Big Dumper beer?
I couldn't tell.
They're a different breed, honestly. Like every sports star, it's like they can drink a ton and then watch, they're going to go out and wreck it.
One player smoking cigars, blowing smoke rings. I thought that was awesome.
You know, you never know when you're going to get this opportunity again. So it's fun, and we plan on doing this a long time. And, you know, baseball's such a long season. You know, when you get that opportunity, you got to take advantage of it.
He's absolutely right.
Yes!
And I did love afterwards. There's so much love for Cal Raleigh, not just from the fans. I mean, they're chanting MVP, which I thought was really cool. But also his teammates, including Logan Gilbert, who's a great pitcher, and the pitching staff, too. I mean, I'm just getting more and more excited as we talk about it. But he talked about Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put it in words. People see what he does on the field, and we tell you guys the leader that he is, all that kind of stuff. But it's that and 10 times more. The way he leads the guys, gets us going. Working the pitchers, calling pitches. He gets banged up more than anybody, doesn't say a word. So, we're very, very lucky to have him. And, I mean, AL MVP, right?
So exciting.
I'm so happy that Josh Naylor hit that double. At that point, I didn't care who's hitting it. I mean, it could be the Mariner Moose for all I care. But it would have been, what a moment that could have been if it was Cal Raleigh. I know he struck out and that happened, but could you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like that would have made the place even more unglued. Not that they weren't already unglued.
Can I tell you one thing that just always gets me really fired up to a scene? Like the third base, like
yes!
Windmill arm, like that just gets me, it's the most exciting thing.
I think the coach tore his rotator cuff because he was waving that guy in like, it was Rodriguez, I think he was waving him like crazy.
So fantastic.
Yeah.
And now our magic number is one. We can clinch the AL West tonight with the magic number one. Brian Wu is skipping his start Thursday against the Rockies because he had to leave in Houston.
He had that pec issue, which I mean, I think a lot of us were scared though. It doesn't sound like it's as bad as that some people thought, and it was just more, they're just being preventive.
Yeah, they're saying that he is already feeling much better and he could be throwing again soon. So hopefully he will maybe return before the end of the regular season.
I love all that coverage on Root Sports. I thought they did such a great job. All the, you know, from Angie and Ryan Roland Smith and Brad Adam, everyone was doing such a great job. I can't remember who brought it up, but I thought it was funny. Like, looking into the locker room, just trying to see if Luis Castillo's in there. I hope he left already because he's supposed to be pitching.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone's like, hopefully he did not enjoy one too many beers or champagne drinks or whatever, anything along those lines, because you want to make sure he's fully dialed in.
Oh, yes. Good call.
And before we forget, real quick, that has nothing to do with the Mariners, but another great Seattle person, and that is Bill Nye, the science guy. How about he received the 2,821st star on the Walk of Fame?
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill.
He was the coolest.
Over 2,800 people have stars.
That is a lot.
That is a lot.
When are you getting yours?
Oh, I'm hoping I'm number 3,000.
All right. Well, I'll write a letter.
It's never going to happen.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve Miggs this morning? His record is 303 wins, 95 losses, and 83 ties so far in 2025. You can call 206-803-ROCK right now to play Beat Miggs at 850.
And catch us tonight. We're going to be over at the Lincoln Park Show.
Lincoln Park, baby!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.